The Bills were facing their fourth rookie quarterback of the season and the best ground game in the league since facing the 49ers' top five rushing attack back in week five. On Sunday, the Bills had no answers for either, as Russell Wilson led the Seahawks offense to points on eight of their first nine possessions in a 50-17 rout of the Bills.
We played bad, we played poorly, and if you play poorly against a good football team, you're going to look extremely bad, and we played poorly and we looked extremely bad. We did.
You go from being pretty traditional with, you know, the running game that we faced here in the last weeks to, you know, hitting somebody who's deadly with the read option and, you know, trying to, like I said, be on top of that, because now it's just not one person on the play. Now you got to know if one guy switches, the other guy has to switch. We both can't end up on the quarterback. We both can't end up on a dive. And, you know, for whatever reason, that's what happened.
Definitely a major, you know, step back for us as far as the run defense goes. I mean, like I said, there were some unconventional runs, but we've got to be able to stop those. It's not that big of a deal if we execute our responsibilities. And we got a little nosy a couple times on a couple plays, and can't do that against a team like this. They'll make you pay for the mistakes.
Buffalo's defense couldn't stop Marshawn Lynch, who had 113 yards on just 10 carries with a touchdown, while Wilson had 92 yards on 10 carries, including three rushing TDs. But Buffalo's offense didn't do much to help. The Bills turned it over on each of their first three second-half possessions, leading to 17 Seahawks points, with Buffalo failing to score over the final two quarters.
Very, very frustrated, I thought. We obviously didn't come out sharp, but had some points there at the end of the half. You know, getting the ball first, I felt like we had a little bit of momentum, and then we came out and I had the interception and kind of lost all momentum that we had and went downhill from there fast.
The thing that's coming to my mind is focus. You know, I guess we got to focus. We got to understand that, yeah, they put up a lot of points and they went up early on us, but we're still only down 10 points. We've got to be able to focus in and make sure we take care of the ball, make sure we catch it. You know, I missed a pass on the sideline where we could have extended the drive. So it's just the overall focus got to be there.
There were times that I thought we, you know, hit some passes. We'd drop a pass here and drop a pass there and miss one, and it kills drives. We're not good enough to miss fire and keep things going right now. We're not good enough to do that.
We just got to find a way where we can, you know, I guess you can say, just be more disciplined in what we're doing and just the details to, you know, how we can get things done. Because, you know, we've seen that we can have those explosive plays. You know, they there. We just, like I said earlier in the week, we just got to make them. And today was just one of those days we just didn't make enough of them.
One of the lone bright spots was C.J. Spiller, who had 103 yards on 17 carries and went over 1,000 yards on the season. Now at 5-9, though, the Bills have ensured they will not have a winning season for the eighth straight year. They head to Miami in Week 16. At Rogers Center, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup.